Economists are predicting that economics professor and Federal Reserve Vice Chair Janet Yellen will continue many of Ben Bernanke's efforts to boost the economy. Both have called for a gradual end of the central bank's multi-billion-dollar program to keep interest rates low and stimulate the economy. President Obama says Yellen is tough and effective.
She sounded the alarm early about the housing bubble, about excesses in the financial sector, and about the risks of a major recession. She doesn't have a crystal ball, but what she does have is a keen understanding about how markets and the economy work, not just in theory, but also in the real world.
Yellen has written extensively about the causes and impact of unemployment, and some analysts say she may put even more emphasis on creating jobs.
Too many Americans still can't find a job and worry how they'll pay their bills and provide for their families.
Unemployment hit 10% during the recession and has now fallen to 7%. But that number is still above its historic average. Economists say Yellen will likely continue Bernanke's policies of holding short-term interest rates close to zero by using the Fed's massive program of buying securities. The U.S. Central Bank has been buying $85 billion in securities every month to pump more money into the economy and make it easier for businesses and individuals to borrow. But economists say that stimulus must end eventually to avoid sparking inflation that could damage the economy.
I believe that supporting the recovery today is the surest path to returning to a more normal approach to monetary policy.
Yellen once headed the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Former President Bill Clinton named her head of his Council of Economic Advisors in 1997. The 67-year-old economist is Professor Emeritus of the University of California at Berkeley, where she has been on the faculty for decades. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.